In Lansing, Michigan, the cooperative elevator company in Pigeon, Michigan, has been recognized as Michigan's 2025 Agriculture Exporter of the Year by Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. Director Tim Mooring presented the award, highlighting the company's longstanding success in international sales of grain and dry beans. Founded in 1915, the farmer-owned cooperative works with more than 1,100 grower owners. It exports products like navy, small red, black, and pinto beans, as well as organic grains such as food-grade soybeans and white wheat. Most of their exports go to Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean, with other markets including Canada, South America, and Japan. And also in Lansing, yesterday, Betsy K. McIntyre, 69 of Irons, was sentenced by Lake County Probate Judge David Glancy in a 27th Circuit Court in Lake County to 20 to 40 years incarceration after pleading guilty to one count of second-degree murder in August, announced Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. McIntyre was charged by the Lake County Prosecuting Attorney's Office with one count of first-degree murder for the stabbing death of her husband. And when we come back after this, there's no sponsor message. And in New York, government scientists say infection rates from drug-resistant nightmare bacteria have been increasing dramatically. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention scientists say rates rose almost 70% between 2019 and 23. They published their findings Monday in the Annals of Internal Medicine. The subgroup of bacteria with a gene that provides a level of drug resistance that is extremely difficult to treat primarily drove the increase. The rate of those cases jumped more than 460% in recent years in 29 states. Once considered exotic, these bacteria are now more common in the U.S. Also in New York, Jimmy Kimmel is set to return to late-night television after a nearly week-long suspension. A suspension triggered a national discussion about freedom of speech and President Donald Trump's ability to police the words of journalists, commentators, and even comics. Two groups of ABC affiliates that denounced Kimmel last week said they would not carry his return on Tuesday. The two corporations collectively control about a quarter of ABC's affiliates. ABC suspended Kimmel's show following criticism of his comments about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The network announced Monday that Jimmy Kimmel Live would return after thoughtful conversations with the host. And in United Nations, the United Nations chief is challenging world leaders to choose a future where the rule of law triumphs over raw power. He wants nations to come together rather than scramble for self-interests. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the UN's founders faced the same questions 80 years ago. He told today's world leaders at the opening of their annual gathering at the General Assembly that the choice of peace or war, law or lawlessness, cooperation or conflict is even more urgent and more intertwined than ever. He said the world has entered an age of relentless human suffering. And that's been your local and your regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net. And we do have just a couple of obituaries for you this hour. Jill Susan Stahl Power, 50 years old of Bad Axe, passed away peacefully at her home with her family by her side on September 20th, 2025. Jill was born July 22nd, 1975 in Detroit, Michigan. A Christian mass of burial will be held on Saturday, September 27th, 2025 at 11 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Bad Axe. A private burial will take place. Visitation will be held 1 hour prior to the service from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And the family would like to thank the many family and community friends for the outpouring of love, prayers, and support during this difficult time. Your kindness will always be cherished and remembered. They would also like to acknowledge and thank the nonprofit organization Wings of Mercy for providing airfare to Jill for her travel to Cleveland Clinic for her treatments. Memorials may be offered in remembrance of Jill to a scholarship fund for her sons in care of Tom and Sue Stahl. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And David C. Block, 69, of Cass City, died on Saturday, September 20th, in his home. He was born May 21st, 1956, in Deckerville. Dave graduated from Ubley High School in 1974. He attended St. Clair Community College and later received a bachelor's degree in plastic engineering from Central Michigan University. Funeral service held 11 a.m. Saturday, September 27th in Cranton's Funeral Home in Cass City. An interment will be in St. Peter's and Paul's Cemetery in Ruth. Memorials may be made to Deckerville Education Foundation. And visitation is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturday, September 27th, 2025 in Cranton's Funeral Home in Cass City. Arrangements are held by a Cranton's Funeral Home in Cass City.